Good evening, everybody. We are on Tuesday night class. We are in the Bamberg. We learn in Otzar Shalom Bayit of Rabbi Nachman. We are in the page Yutet, the honor of the husband. B'shem El Chai Na'ase V'Natzliach. B'shem Aleinu Barachava V'Yerviach. Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo. We are continue as a weekly class. We read in Hebrew and we translate to English. If anybody had question, please just ask, raise your hand. We're going to be able to stop. We are in the parashat Ki Tavo El Aretz, when you come into the land. The land is really, we are the land, or you get married, you inherited a land. Bezrat Hashem, that you, all of you, going to get married in Rabbi Amen.
Amen.
Biti Aikara, my beautiful daughter, Argili Tasmech Lachin Le Baalech Ochel. Get used to prepare for your husband food, ותבשלי לו כל מה שהוא רוצה. And you should always cook for him the thing that he loves or whatever he is desire for. תמיד תשתדלי בעת שהוא בא הביתה מעבודה או מהכולל לעת ערב שיהיה כבר המאכל מוכן בשבילו. Always try to prepare the food when he come from work or come from learning or come from shul, that the always gonna food gonna be ready for him already. What does it mean that the food gonna be ready? We are not talking about that the lady need to open a restaurant that to feed the husband. We're talking about when the husband come and he's hungry after 14 hours, 8 hours, 16 hours that he's out and he is hungry. And the wife, he's going to ask for food and the wife going to say, honey, I'm doing the dishes or I'm doing other things. She's handling the kids. She need to prepare everything that when the husband going to show up, she going to give him a full attention for to be able to welcome him. וזה תקני את ליבו. With this you're gonna be able to inherit his heart, that he is gonna be cleaved to you and to your needs. ומה גם שתשתדלי להיות אז בביתך. You need to try to be in your own home. Don't that your husband is not gonna come and gonna find a home that it's empty, or the lady is shopping, or the lady is on the phone, or whatever is that. ולא תדברי אז עם השכנים או עם הקרובים. Do not talk to the neighbor, to your friends, on the phone. רק תהי מסורה לגמרי אז לבעלך. Then, when he is coming, try to dedicate your time to him in an absolute matter. ובזה תקני את אהבתו והבנתו אלייך. And with this, you'll be able to inherit it and to receive his love and his understanding to you. ובתך יהיה גן עדן ממש, and your home will be a full heaven. וזכרי ביתי, you need to remember my beautiful daughter, שזה עיקר גדול בשעה שהבעל בא הביתה, that this is very very important subject in the moment that the husband come home. אז תצעד צריכה האישה לקבל את פניו, the wife need to welcome him, and if the children is there, she need to put the children in front of the door if they're still awake, and to welcome the father to come home. ולהיות מסורה לגמרי אליו, and she need to dedicate her time to him fully. לתת לו את כל תשומת הלב שבעולם, to give him a full attention in the world in the time that he has arrived from the outside universe. ובזה יהיה ליבו פתוח גם אליה, אלייך, that for this, the husband gonna open his heart to you, and the love gonna grow and gonna be very strong between both of you. וישרי השלום שהוא שמו שיתברך בביתכם, and need the peace gonna be dwell in your home, that this is the name of Hashem. ובבית שיש שלום הקדוש ברוך הוא משרה שכינתו שם, and the house that is a peace there, God dwelling his שכינה, his holy present in this home. והשכינה בבית הברכה מצויה בבית, when the holy present of God is there, the blessing is there and everything else coming with that. ולא יחסר לכם שום דבר, לא בגשמיות ולא ברוחניות. And nothing going to be missing by you. Not in the spirituality, not in the physicality. Everything going to be complete. Any question? All right, we continue. My beautiful daughter, תשמרי עצמך מאוד מאוד לא לומר מוסר ותוכחה לבעלך. You need to be careful very much. Not to teach your husband anything, and not to confound him with anything, and not to rebuke him on anything. כי שום גבר אינו אוהב ביקורת. No man be able to tolerate this rebuking. וזה רק גורם קנאה ושנאה וצעקות וכללות. This only created hate, anger, screaming, and all kind of things that come and follow with that. ואפילו כשיש לך מה להוכיח ולעורר אותו, even that you have something to wake him up and to confront him and to tell him, תעשי זאת בשכל ובחוכמה גדולה. You need to do it with a wisely way and to be very smart. And you need to speak to him in a such a beautiful way, in such a sweet way. אבל אף פעם לא להעביר על בעלך ביקורת. But never, ever give rebuke to your husband. כי nature הגבר הוא גאוותן גדול. The nature of the man is to be very proud. ואינו אוהב שום ביקורת בפרטיות מאשתו, and he doesn't like and doesn't sustain and cannot tolerate no rebuke from his wife in any time. על כן עשי זאת איפה ביתי היקרה ותחזקי אותו. And that's what you need to do. You need to strengthen him up. You need to give him support. ותדברי בצורה של חיזוק ואהבה. You need to speak to him in a way of support and love. וזה הוא יקבל בנקל, ובזה תמשיכי את לבבו אלייך ויקיים אחר כך כל מה שתרצי. And with this, when you support him and love him, he is going to be able to accept you in 100%. And with this, you're going to be able to sustain him and then to be able to convince him to do everything that you need in a sweet way. My beautiful daughter, בשעה שתראי שבעלך דחוק מאוד וכספו שיש לו חובות, when you see your husband that he is very much in a lot of stress and he have a lot of money that he owe, אל תדחקי אז עליו. Do not put more pressure on him. ואל תרבי עמו בשאלות. Do not ask too many questions. על אף פי שהוא צורך הבית, even though that's the need of the house, do not bother him with too many questions. ואת צריכה לקנות אוכל ודוחק לך מאוד, that you need to buy food, and you are in a lot of pressure because you don't have money to buy food. הרגילי את עצמך אז לא לחקור אצלו. Try not to investigate and to dig in his problem. ולא לשאול לא קושיות, and not to give him too many קושיות, too many קשות, too many questions. רק לחזק אותו ולדבר עמו דיבורי ביטחון וחיזוק. Just to talk to him and to support him and to give him a lot of words of חיזוק, of strength. כי עוד יהיה טוב, that we still gonna look up to good days. והקדוש ברוך הוא ודאי לא יעזור אותנו, that God is not gonna leave us to be in stress all our life. ותהיה לנו הרחבה גדולה, and you're gonna see, we're gonna be able to succeed and to be able to grow. And to grow from that. כי אם לא תלכי בדרך זאת, if you are not going to go in this path, רק תתחילי לדחוק עליו, if God forbid you're going to start to squeeze and to push and to ask so many questions, והוא ממילא שבור כחרס הנשבר, and he is already broken like a ceramic pieces that already got broken, וגם מתבייש להסתכל בפנייך מרוב הבושה, and he is ashamed to look at your face that he owes so much money, אז מה תועיל הבקשה? What is going to help when you're going to squeeze him to give you answer to your question? כי ממילא אין לו, and with all mean that he want but he doesn't have. וכיוון שהוא יראה את אכזריותך, and if he's going to see that you are really vicious and you are really pushing him to do things that he cannot, ואת הולכת עמו בדרך אכזרית, and you're going with him in a way that you are too vicious on him, as it has been ויתכנס למתחים, then he's going to get angry and he's going to get into a lot of stress, ויסיר אהבתו ממך, and he's going to move away his love away from you, God forbid, ויתאכזר ממך, and then he's going to start to be vicious to you, והשנאה הזו הוא ישמור כל ימי חייו, and this hate he's going to keep against you all his life. כי בשעה שהבעל דחוק, when the time when the husband is in a stress, והוא שבור עד מאוד, and he is broken, ואם אשתו מציקה לו אז, and when his wife coming and she is bother him in this moment, כואב לו מאוד, he is in a lot of pain, והוא אינו יכול למחול על זה, he cannot forgive on that, ואינו יכול לשכוח את זה אפילו אחר כמה שנים. And he cannot forget that even after many years. ועל כן, because of that, תראי ללכת עם בעלך בצורה יפה, you need to go with your husband with a beautiful way. ולבקש ממנו בצורה עדינה מאוד, to ask for him for everything with a sweet way. ותשתדלי לרחם עליו, try to have a mercy on him. ובזה תרחיקי את ליבו ודעתו. And with this, you'll be able to expand his heart and his mind. ויצא באמת מחובותיו ודחוקותו. That he's going to be able to get out from all his stress and from all the things that he owes. אך, בת, אם תלכי עמו, אם תלכי עמו באכזריות, חס ושלום, הוא יברח לך או יגנוב ויגזול. If you're going to squeeze him, God forbid, and you're going to go with him with viciousness, he's going to run away from you, God forbid. Or he's going to have to go to steal or to do other things for to be able to satisfy your need. כדי למלך חסרונך, to be able to give you everything that you need. ואז יסתבך עם הממשלה, then he's going to get into a lot of trouble, God forbid. ויתחילו באמת הבעיות בעיניכם, and then the problem will grow, God forbid. ואם כן, ביתי היקרה, my beautiful daughter, ראי ללכת עם בעלך תמיד באהבה. Try to go with your husband always with love. אחווה ורעות, with love, with unity and friendship. ותשתדלי להבין אותו, try to understand him. ובזה יתהפך ליבו לגמרי אלייך ויתגלה באמת, באמת מצבו. And if you're going to be able to go with this, he is going to turn complete. He is hard to you and he is going to be able to rise up from his situation. ותהיה לו פרנסה בין הכל, and he's going to be able to get all the wealth from Hashem, and he's going to be able to make his פרנסה, כי ברוב הפעמים הדחקות בבית באה מסיבת המריבות והמחלוקת בבית. And many times, this stress moment in the house, or the limitation with the פרנסה, with the wealth, coming to the husband and to the wife, because they are in dispute between them. והאי הבנה בין הבעל והאישה, and the misunderstanding between the husband and the wife, זה גורם למתחים ועצבים, that giving the couple to a stressful moment, עד שאין לו כבר שום חשק לעבוד ולהביא פרנסה, until he doesn't have any attention to go to bring money home. ועל כן ביתי היקרה, and because of that, my beautiful daughter, תהי חכמה ותסתכלי ותסבלי מעט, you need to be smart, you need to suffer a little, ואז יתהפך הגלגל לכם לטובה ויתרחב לכם. And then, these roles of the relationship or the roles of luck that you are stressed into going to be able to change very fast, and you're going to be able to bring parnasa home, and everything will change very fast. My beautiful daughter, ראי לכבד מאוד את הורי בעלך. You need to dear very much the parents of your husband. ואף שהם אנשים קשים, even though they are very hard people, וגם מצערים אותך, they also make you a lot of time that they put you in the wrong place and you are feeling very sad because of them. הרגילי עצמך לא לדבר שום דבר רע עליהם. You need to try not to speak any bad words about them מפני בעלך, because of your husband, כי זה מאוד ירגיז אותו. This is going to give him a lot of anger, ויגרום שיכנס שמעה כבושה בליבו עלייך, that he is going to dwell a hate against you, God forbid. ואם הם מצערים אותך יותר מדי, if they are put you and make you sad too much, God forbid, תעשי כל מיני פעולות ומאמצים להתחמק מהם ולא ללכת אליהם. Try to do everything in your power to try to avoid them and not to go to them. אבל לעולם אל תדברי עליהם בפני בעלך, but never speak bad about them in the front of your husband, כי זה מאוד יחב לו. This is going to be very painful for him. רק במשך הזמן, כשתהיה האהבה ביניכם חזקה, just with the time when the love is going to be very strong, אזי את יכולה לספר לו בעדינות שהם מצערים אותך. Then you can tell him in a very soft way that they are putting you in a lot of sadness. אבל לעולם אל תדברי עליהם בשום דבר רע, but never ever speak about them in any bad things. My beautiful daughter, שמרי מאוד מאוד בקשרות המאכלים ותדקדקי בדברים אלו מאוד מאוד. You need to be careful in the things going to be very kosher, that there are never going to be any mistake. כי ענייני המטבח מסרו רק בידייך ועלייך לדעת. The main things in the kitchen, they're given into the hand of the lady, and you need to know, כי טבע האדם נמשך ממאכליכם. That means that the nature of the person going according to the food that he is eating. ועל כן אם יש רק איזה חשש של דבר איסור, if God forbid it's any doubt that something is not allowed, וכל שכן דבר שאינו כשר, or God forbid something that is not as good as kosher for your husband, כבר נתהפך טבע האדם לרע. That means when a person want to sustain the peace at home, you need to know that whatever we eat, that's affect our soul, everything, and our body. And if a person doesn't eat anything or something that it's not as pure as it should be, that's affecting his being and affecting his emotion and can affect the relationship at home in a very drastic way.
Kosher, non-kosher.
No, we're talking about even with the kosher things, you need to be very careful if you are sustaining a kitchen, the dairy, and flesh, and you put fish with meat and all kind of things that you need to, or vegetable to clean. Even if they are kosher, you need to check them. The lady need to be very careful what the husband eat. Ki ha'machal meyatzer et adam ba'adam. That this food are sustaining the blood in the person. Ve'im ochel ma'achalim kasherim, if he is eating a kosher food, na'asa tiv'o adayin meyushav. That his nature are sustained in a very nice way. אבל תכף ומיד שאוכל מאכלים שאינם כשרים, and if his God, God forbid, he doesn't eat, he's not eating a food that it's so kosher, אז נתהפך טבעו לכעסן, then his nature become to be very angry, רוצח ואכזרי ועזבני, and he is very much angry, והוא תמיד מבוהל ומבולבל עד מאוד, that his personality become to be very confused, and he is confused complete. על כן שמרים מאוד את הכשרות באמזון. You need to keep this food very much in the side of the kosher. ותדבקי את כל הירק ותבדקי את כל הירקות שלא יהיו בהם תולעים גדומי גפובית. You need to check the vegetable. That the vegetable gonna be pure from any bugs or any other thing. וכי ראי לבשל לבעלך תמיד מאכלים טריים. And try always to feed your husband fresh food. אבל אשר זה רק יקשר את ליבו אלייך, that this is going to bound his heart to you. ומכל שכן, שלא תעשי אלו פעולות בדרך אנשים לאכול בחוץ, באיזה מסעדה או אצל אחרים. And do not try to do like the other lady that sustaining the husband to give him a food from the restaurant, or to go and to take him to eat in any other places, God forbid. Because this, when a lady taking her husband to eat outside, כי דבר זה רק יביא לך לבסוף קלקולים חמורים בשלום הבית. This in the end gonna give you a lot of problem in the reality and the relationship at home. ואף שרוב אנשים אצלם הוא עניין גדול. Even though that in many ladies these things is very important to go to eat outside, וכשהבעל מוציאן לאכול באיזה מסעדה או אצל קרובים, or the husband take them to eat in some restaurant or by some friends, את ביתי היקרה ראי לעשות גדר חזק. You my daughter need to sustain a big rule about it, להישאר תמיד בבית, to try to stay home all the time, דהיינו לאכול רק בבית ולא לאכול חוץ לבית שום אופן, and not to eat anything outside. וזה יקשר את בעלך אלייך, and this is going to bound your husband to you, ולא יבוא לערר אחרי אישה אחרת וכדומה. God forbid is not going to think about any other wife, God forbid. ולכן אמרו החיים הקדושים, and they said in פרקי אבות, פרק למד א', בזמן שהאדם אוכל משלו, when a person eat from his own home and his own food, דעתו מיושבת עליו, his mind resting, ואפילו אוכל אדם משל אביו, משל אמו, משל בניו, אין דעתו מיושבת עליו. When a person going and he is eating from his parents' home, his father's home, his mother's home, or is eating by his children, his mind is not relaxed on him like he is eating from his own wife. ועל כן, because of that, תעשי כל מיני פעולות שבעולם שאת לבד תבשלי לבעלך מאכלים שהוא תאב לאכול. You need to try to do in any part or any way in the world that you're going to be able to bring him to eat your food and that you're going to cook for him. ותכבדי אותו בזה ובפרטיות. You need to do it that you're going to honor him, and especially to do the thing that he likes. and the thing that you bake. וזה אצל בעל חשיבות גדולה. This is very important to the husband. הוא מתפאר אחר כך לחבריו שאשתו בריאה, that he is like after this proud about his wife, in by his friend, בהופעה ומבשלת לו, that she baked to him and she cooked to him, וכן תבשלי ענייני כשרות, and especially when the food is tasty and kosher, and this is very healthy, and the pearl that the husband gonna like, and you're gonna be able to affect him by putting your emotion into the food, and especially in our time now, אשר אפילו הדברים שיש להם הכשרים, צריכים הם הכשר על ההכשרים, even though that the thing that we are think they are kosher, we need an to be checked
extra.
More than extra that that they are kosher. דהיינו לדעת בדיוק מי בעצם נותן את ההכשר. You need to check who is given the הכשר. וזכרי את הביתי היקרה, you need to remember my daughter, כי הכשרות של המאכלים מסור רק בידך. This that the food need to be kosher is only in the hand of the lady, ואת אחראית על זה. You are responsible for that. ועל כן שמרי מאוד מאוד על כשרות האכילה. You need to be careful very much about the kosher, the food that the husband eat, כי המטבח זה יסוד הבית והלך לשמור על זה מאוד מאוד. The kitchen, this is the foundation of the home, and you need to keep this kitchen very very pure and very kosher. So בעזרת השם, that you're going to be able to sustain a kosher home. The lady, when she cook a food, she put part of her soul into the food, and when the husband eat that, he eat the love and the attention that the wife put in the food, and with this she is taking and cleave his love and his attention to her. So but Hashem, this the house, and the house is good, all the rest of the life of the person is good. Rabbi, amen, amen.
Amen.